morning. I don't think your mic was on, Martin, when you blew your nose just then. I think you're okay.
Do it again.
God, it was like an enormous... Do you know it was like an elephant doing
this? I can't hear myself.
What they do? You can't
neither,
hear yourself?
Neither can I.
No. Why not?
Well, the volume is very low on our cans.
And your cans. Is it? Is that any better? Where are you plugged into there?
I'm plugged into the right socket, mate.
Can you hear that now?
I can now. Oh, that's good, yeah. Ooh, you did something.
Is my mic on?
Yeah. Your mic's on. Everybody's fine. The world can hear everything.
We're not
panicking. You need to turn yourself up on your little microphone amp.
There you go.
All right.
We're not to panic.
Calm down.
Okay,
calm down. Ooh. It's Cakes 93 5. Let's do a little reality orientation. It's Cakes 93 5, Laguna's only FM. You're on the radio, so when you speak, speak clearly and enunciate. I'm Jason Feddy, Martin Cohen.
Hello, it's been a difficult morning, sir.
Yeah, clearly. And for you, Daniel Barnes?
Good morning, guys.
Right. So
how's that? Was that good?
It's fine. Everything all right? Can we relax now?
No, it was
can
the
we
hour.
Play a record while you get yourself together?
Can we talk about the hour changing first? Make sure
the
everyone's
hour.
All right.
That, I think that's what's happened here. That's really what the problem is.
No, that's the anxiety.
Well, there's a shift in time. It's a chronological malaise that you're suffering from.
I think Martin had more than
that's
that.
That's not my problem.
What, are you hungover as well?
No.
What?
Didn't drink last night.
So what is it?
What happened, Martin?
Just everything. The world is just annoying me at the moment.
Is it? What happened to you this morning, Martin? Tell us a story.
Somebody jumped in the road. And I nearly ran them over.
What, a pedestrian?
Well, he was running on the pavement.
Oh, do you know what? I've had a cyclist this morning.
And he just jumped on the...
I know how it is, Martin. Driving on the roads in town, very difficult.
That whole thing of share the road doesn't just... mean drivers should share the road.
Well, it's difficult, isn't it? Because, you see, you are in a car. If you hit a pedestrian, you're the one that's going to go to jail.
If I stop the car, get out of the car, smack him in the face, would I still be responsible?
I think you would still be responsible, yeah. I'm not a lawyer. Obviously.
Or
I'm
an
not
attorney.
I'm not a DJ. I just play one on the radio.
Ha! You do a good job, man.
Anyway, it's Full English Breakfast, sort of three lads talking rubbish on the radio and playing records. It's bliss, is what it is. Bliss. Yes, indeed. We're going to do news stories.
We very well may do
from around the world. We're going to complain about various things,
local affairs,
and we're going to make fun of each other just lightly, in a way that is not particularly offensive.
When you
and
say
doesn't harm anybody's feelings, what?
When you say local affair, does that mean you've been messing around on the side?
No, nothing like that again.
Oh. No, you have to be. You have to be.
I'd sort of talk about my man boobs than that.
All right, it's Cakes 93.5. We're Laguna's only FM. I'm going to play a track now by. This geezer, I found him. He was nominated. I don't know if he won a Grammy, a Mercury Music Award.
Big deal.
This week was the Mercury Music Awards.
That's right. Did you get one?
I don't know.
As in Freddie Mercury Awards?
No.
No?
No. I think it's Mercury Records are named after, aren't they?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I looked at who was nominated and I forgot to look at who won afterwards. Hey, I'm not a proper journalist. I don't even play one on the radio.
Oh.
But this guy, Nick Mulvey, seems very nice indeed, and I'm going to play a record by him right now.
If you see old nitrous man selling laughter from a can, go tell him that the dream still fits the plan, and that's why we're waiting at the table. Yes, he's welcome at the stand, and I won't mind the moment you can say that you saw in a dream, how you can let me know anyway that you've seen a day with no more to pay. When trouble came in droves, but we drove it away. Ah, we get mad with no words to say. We get mad waiting to get paid. Somehow we get mad giving too much away. Time for you. want to say. Until I heard in a dream how I can let you know any way that I've seen a day with no more to pay. When trouble came and drove, trouble drove away. I see you getting mad with no words to say. And you see me waiting, waiting to get paid. Still somehow we get mad, giving too much away. We get mad with the load and with the level we jump each day. That the dream still fits the plan.
I'm gonna tell you something, you cannot argue with that. Kids, he's young, he's talented, he's completely brilliant. He's got a jazz background, that guy. He was in a jazz band, I forget the name of them now, but they did quite well.
Right.
And then he left and he went, had a solo career, went off to Cuba and studied guitar, and then he came back to Britain. And when a guy's that talented and that cool, what are you going to say? I mean, obviously, I'm jealous of his musical career, but...
No, you're appreciative.
I am jealous. I am jealous.
You're a little jealous.
I am jealous. I hate him, but I'm jealous. But you know what? He's talented and brilliant. I'm not irritated by success. I'm irritated when crap things have success. I know, that irritates
really
me.
Really gets you going.
What are you going to do with your jealousy?
I don't know.
Where are you going to take it?
You know, when somebody like R. Kelly has a career... I go,
R. Kelly.
That just get, your Kelly.
What, R. Kelly?
Your Kelly.
That's.
Come on, R. Kelly had some success.
R. Kelly.
She's
working
in
a chip shop now, but she were right popular at one time.
Boy, 84, man, R. Kelly.
Aye. When he has success, you just go, what the heck's happened to the world? But this guy, Nick Mulvey is his name. Totally brilliant. Love him.
He's got a rich texture.
He has got a texture, a bit sort of Nick Drakeian, I think, seems to me.
Yeah, I can hear that one.
Nitrous Man selling dreams from a can. It's brilliant, right?
Beautiful.
It's great. It's good stuff. All right, Martin, what do you want? I know you hate music, so let's talk about something you like.
I just hate everything at the moment.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously.
You are
just
in a rubbish mood, aren't
I
you?
I really, all weekend.
Well,
you've
not got an easy life.
I've got a very difficult life.
You've had some medical issues in your family. You've got a difficult job that you do, you have to drive an hour and a half to work every day.
There's that nose.
I don't think it's that easy, just because the sun's shining.
No, I know.
It soon wears off, doesn't it?
It does, mate, when the reality comes around.
Yes.
Can we get Dr. Joe in with the couch?
Joe will be listening. He's like a guardian angel.
No, he does like the show.
He's out there.
Dr. Joe, Doctor of Psychology, just to make... He's there, out there. He's the show's...
go-to psychologist.
It's our ripcord, isn't he? It's our pull cord.
What do you call that when you've got like a...
He's our safety blanket.
Our personal psychologist and...
Our life coach in a guru.
Is our outer guru
to choke our inner guru.
Listen, if the show's rubbish, you'll let me know. That's for the bottom line.
He's pretty honest.
Yeah, no, he's good like that.
Just wait for that text.
When the show's over, right, on the way home, I always call my mum and the wife and just to find out if it was any good or not. And they'll always say it's good. But you can tell by the tone of the voice just how good. So, and I can tell marks out of 10.
Right.
And she says, oh, it was good. Oh, right.
That means it was awful.
9 out of 10.
Awful.
No. But then they go, yeah, it was good.
I go drink.
6 out of 10.
I just go drinking.
It was good.
The minute I step out of the door, I forget everything that happened in the last
day. Yeah, well, you do. That's your bloody way of doing things.
Blank everything out.
No preparation whatsoever.
What do you mean no preparation? I'm fully prepared.
I go on a non-alcoholic beer binge after this. A pub crawl on tomato juice.
It's Full English Breakfast. We are here on KX93.5. Got a few things to mention. If you're in town, how about this one?
Stay on the pavement.
Is it big? Oh, news in.
My best friend's brunch, Sunday, November the 9th, 2014, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tivoli 2. I'm mentioning this because after this show, I virtually always go to the dog park with the dog.
Or Madison Square Garden.
We go to dog park first, and then we go for breakfast. But this week, I'm not doing that. I'm playing tennis.
Nice.
After this, yep. But hence the garb. What, you think I'd just wear this clothes?
No, didn't I say when I walked in, I said, you look very athletic today.
I'm going to play tennis, yeah.
You look good.
But Sunday, November the 9th, that's next Sunday, 11 to 2 at Tivoli 2, there's going to be a do for the dog park. It's $25 per ticket. LagunaBeachDogPark.com to get tickets for that. Why do I mention it? Because we're not going to be on the air next week. because I'm going to be at this dog park brunch.
That's
playing,
okay.
Beatles songs with my Beatles tribute band, the Beetroots.
With Evan Stone.
With Evan Stone and John Troy, local
John
hero.
And
Alan Derrimo, who is a member of the 133 band.
That's right.
And
let's have a song, shall we, by the 133 band.
We should.
Well, I wasn't going to, but I'm just thinking. It seems that would be a good segue.
It would.
We talk about it a lot, so people should hear them.
Let's play it now.
Do it.
All right. 133 band, local band made up of, well, local legends, I guess, and I am one of them.
You are.
Yes, I am. And here's me singing Speechless from the 133 band on KX93.5. Band there. Here on the radio in Laguna Beach, California, IA. Yeah, and more 133 news, actually. We are playing tomorrow night at, not tomorrow night, it's Monday night. Yeah, tomorrow night. We're playing at Mozambique.
Nice.
Not if you're listening outside of Laguna, not in Mozambique, but at Mozambique, which is a restaurant in town here on Coast Highway. So there you go.
With a South African theme.
7:30 tomorrow night at Mozambique. So there you go. 133 band. Be good.
What's a good song?
Cheers. All right. Boy up, what's wrong, Martin?
Come on, Martin.
Come on, Martin, cheer up.
I can't.
It was a story. You love doing stories.
It is a story.
Let's have a new story.
And it is a story that you'll both enjoy, I believe. A story about sponsorship.
Okay.
Corporate sponsorship.
Yeah. Right.
Go on.
The Rutherford Raiders, which is a Kent University football team, soccer team, should I say, put the Pornhub logo on their shirts.
Pornhub?
Pornhub.
Right. That's a pornography
That's
site.
A pornography website for...
Yeah. Those, cheap, free.
Those in the unknown like me.
Free pornography from Pornhub, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's right.
But the university banned the football team from playing.
Oh, because of the
because
sponsorship.
Of the sponsorship. But the funny thing is they actually didn't have sponsorship. They just put their logo on the shirt.
That's a joke.
That's a great story. Yeah. That's good student fun. That's
yeah,
good student
I like
fun.
That.
You know, bad student fun? Bell and Sebastian.
Who's Bell and Sebastian?
I know Bell and Sebastian
they're
are.
They're a dreadful band. But
I don't like them.
But no, rubbish. But good student fun, that kind of creative vandalism, I like it a lot. Very good.
Right.
Very nice. Yeah. Well done.
Well thought out.
What was the name? What was the university?
Kent University.
Kent University. Kent. Men of Kent, which not a place that you would associate with irony, particularly Kent, is it? Well, sort of Essex. It's next to Essex.
Well, Broadstairs, the little fishing town there, is not ironic.
That really depends how you say the name of the university, what accent you have.
Right. No, I don't mean that. I don't mean like that. I mean just sort of Kent is not a place where... It's not a hipster place.
Oh, it is now. Canterbury. Is it? Oh, yeah, you go down there.
It's Canterbury and Kent.
Yeah.
It's Canterbury and Kent.
Deal, Felixstowe. They're all in Kent.
I've been to Felixstowe. That's a port, isn't it?
Yeah. Felixstowe is
a port.
That's
where you get the train to...
I'm not sure if that's not in Kent, though. That's
it's right on the border. You're right.
It's Thamesport as the port that's actually in Kent. I would actually know, unfortunately, I know this.
Amazing.
But I know that little
Thamesbury
town there.
Tilbury.
Broadstairs, it's beautiful. You go like right down, it's a little fishing place,
yes,
like a little
gorgeous
cove.
Yeah. I once got stuck in Ipswich. Is that nearby?
Ipswich.
Yeah.
Ipswich. It's not far away.
Yeah.
It's near Mildenhall, that whole area, yeah.
If you remember to say Kent.
You must say Kent.
I've got to say Kent. I can't stray with that one.
You must be careful on the radio, especially.
Don't make me say Kent again.
That's why I'm bringing that name up, you see.
Don't say it.
That was the point of the... I was trying to get one of you banned from the show.
Silly Kent.
Oh.
Anyway, moving swiftly on. It's Full English Breakfast. We are KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station.
Kent friendly.
Really?
Every morning, every Sunday morning, we come in here and we're talking to microphones. You didn't know you were on the radio?
I had no idea.
That's what this is. It's not a social... It's not an experiment to provoke an emotional response. This is a test to provoke an emotional response.
If this was a social experiment, I would love to see the findings.
It worked! Don't you get it? It totally worked!
We've proved it! These people are morons!
KX93.5. This guy is a good cook. He tans well, and he has great taste in music. But the accent... That's fake. Oh, I just noticed his teeth. He's British, isn't he? Jason Fetty. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past.
The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. Oh.
The times, they are a-changing.
Yes, tremendous stuff. Brilliant, 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 brilliant.
KX935
online, on digital, at 93.5 on your megahertz, on your FM dial. This is KX935, Laguna's only FM. How many shopping days to Christmas, Martin?
52 shopping days.
52 shopping days to Christmas, and that is that's a big deal.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because you've only got 52 days to spend all your wad on Christmas presents for the wife and kids.
What are you getting me this year?
Do you know what? Should we, if you want, we can do... Let's do presents.
We always do presents.
Do we?
Yes.
You and I?
Well, not here in the show, but we exchange.
My family in Vegas are so cheap. They always, every year they do, we're not doing presents, just for the kids.
Yeah.
And they've got a kid. I haven't got a kid, so I don't get it.
So what it does, it forces you to buy a present.
Would you like to borrow a kid?
I could borrow a kid.
You could borrow Lavender.
Right, that's what I'm doing.
You can borrow Lavender.
I don't want a girl, I want a boy.
You've got Pickles.
I don't want a girl.
Lavender's cool, man.
No, I want a boy because I want something. I want to buy something.
That'd be a great gig, you know.
Boy appropriate.
That'd be a great gig. Adopt a kid for Christmas.
Well, I don't,
some people do.
Mate, give them back in January.
I don't want you. See, the trouble is, if I borrow your kid and I get because she's a girl, I'm going to wind up with, like, you know, My Little Pony. Aren't I? I don't want that. I want something for a boy.
I have two of them.
Two girls,
dude.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It's not very rock and roll, is it?
No, it could be.
It is. Wikipedia-able.
It will be later on.
Right.
When they're like 19.
Don't.
And sexy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Sorry, mate, but that's what's going to happen. They're all
Shotgun blues.
They're all dressed up in leather.
Darn, and tattooed.
Well, that's what, yeah, and pierced. That's what's going to happen.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just the way
it goes. Yeah, you don't.
Bless her, mate.
Maybe they'll rebel.
Talking of young women.
Go!
Yeah, sorry. I had a thought there, but go on.
I know, but
sorry.
Talking of young women, I'll just detract you from it.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of a young lady called Jasmine Tridevil?
Jasmine Tridevil.
Have you ever heard of her?
Jasmine Tridevil, watching through the land.
Jasmine Tridevil,
Tridevil,
hey!
Hey!
She is known as the three-boobed woman.
Three boobs?
Yeah, and she's spoken of her delight at becoming a surprise hit with the Halloween fancy dress fans.
That sounds like it's like, and now a man with three buttocks.
No, she has. She has. There's a photograph here of her three bosoms. Covered up.
Now, are you talking about an extra nipple?
No,
or
bosoms. No, full-on bosoms.
They're all the same size.
Yeah.
I'm coming over.
I think it's known as a superfluous buttock.
No, it's not superfluous. She spent $12,000 having it implanted.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing
No, that is entirely...
There's nothing superfluous.
It's entirely superfluous. That's mental.
She's just keeping abreast of the situation.
Ooh, that's cool. So, never mind. I'm not going to ask that question.
Wait a minute. Where does she get her bras?
She
must have a maid.
It doesn't go into that here, but...
Well, yeah, they've got to be a cut.
You have to have an extra thing. You have to have an extra cup.
But she's become such a hit. This extra bosom has become such a hit that there's now Halloween costumes. Which actually segues into the Halloween party that I went to last night.
Wait a minute, I want to talk about the bosom a bit more.
Well, the segue is to a bosom.
The
story.
Bosom, her bosom. Does she get them out and show people, or is she just?
No, they're just slightly covered up with one of those stripper bras, whatever you call them.
It's a bit weird. Isn't that funny how two boobs, very sexy, and you know, gets me going a bit.
Yeah,
a lot.
And when you add an extra one.
Yeah.
I don't know, it turns me off.
Gets you going a lot.
The thought about,
sorry.
Really?
Yeah, I'm turned off by the third boob.
Okay. What about four?
Well, I've thrown two different people.
It starts getting spider eyes, doesn't it? They're like looking at you. There's six of them.
I don't know why. That isn't. Dr. Joe will know the answer to this. But I don't know why the third boob just makes me... Don't know, it's not appealing to me. I don't know why.
Well, last night, just that segue that I was going to before you cut off into your...
Well, it's a strange thing.
Inability to handle three boobs. So this fancy dress party I went to last night, this couple came along.
You would think it'd be 50% more horny, wouldn't you?
It's 75% less of a turn on. It doesn't work. Sorry, Martin.
So this couple came, and each one of them was wearing a man and a woman, obviously. Each one wearing a sequin dress.
Yeah.
But each one of them in front of them had like a boob.
Yeah.
So you got them together.
Right.
The way they looked, it was like a full-on pair of boobs. It was hysterical.
That's very funny.
You know what they should have done? Come along with a guy called Richard and a pound of soap.
I'm not really into Halloween. I see it as a symbol, a sign
of
that we live in a cultureless society because it's a celebration of nothing. And that, you know, and then somebody says to me, oh, it's the Day of the Dead. Well, it's not the Day of the Dead because the Day of the Dead, Mexican Day of the Dead, is an ancient and incredible ritual.
Right.
It talks about actual dead relatives and all that stuff. And it's a nod to your, to the people that went before you.
Your ancestry.
Your ancestry. Thank you for that. But Halloween is a celebration of chocolate and dressing up like an idiot and feeling stupid after an hour.
And your kids having breakdowns on Oak Street.
Exactly.
What a party pooper.
I'm just not into it. It's not my cup of tea.
And it's evil.
I am in favour of two boobs at a time. Two boobs at a time is good enough for me, thank you very much. Do you know what? Particle physics, though, that gives me a hadron.
Yeah.
Christmas, everybody, from KX 93.5. Yeah, it's definitely coming up, Christmas.
Oh, 50, it certainly is.
How many days?
Oh, 52 shopping days.
52 shopping days to Christmas.
I don't know if that includes
what?
Day of Christmas.
Well, and does it include Sundays? Because a lot of shops are closed Sunday, aren't
Where?
They?
Where?
I don't know. Aren't they?
No, no longer.
God, do you remember the local store, the local shop used to close at like, I don't know, on a Wednesday? Used to close early.
No, late.
Was it late on a Wednesday?
I remember when you couldn't buy alcohol on Sunday.
You know, you're not in Britain. I don't know if the law is still the same, but for a long, long time, fish and chips, you weren't allowed to sell fish and chips on a Sunday.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, because the fish wouldn't be fresh on a Sunday because boats didn't go out on a Saturday. And the refrigeration wasn't good enough. So, no fish and chips on Sundays. I don't know. It's probably not the same anymore.
I'm sure not.
I knew you weren't allowed to buy a ladder on a Sunday. There was all kinds of weird conditions to the Sunday trading laws in England. I knew this because my grandfather owned a pub. He had a pub for 58 years.
Yeah, well, they had really interesting opening times as well. What were the opening times for pubs?
When he first had his pub, he used to close at 9 o'clock at night.
Yes, 9 o'clock.
Did he sell ladders there?
He did. Right. He had a barn full of ladders and ghosts.
There weren't his real ladder, though. Wasn't his real ladder, it was his step ladder.
Check this out. I'm trying to find the world's most expensive Christmas present ever.
World's most expensive Christmas present. Are you really searching for that?
Yeah.
Good work, Daniel Barnes.
Oh, I am. I'm
good
on
work
it.
Looking for things, you know, to talk about on the radio.
For some reason, I think Evil...
You're on it, but you could do it before the show.
Well, it doesn't matter. No, now's good enough.
I didn't know we were going to continue with the Christmas theme, which I love.
Yeah.
Because Christmas is the best time of the year. I don't know. I think it's something to do with booking the Harlem Globetrotters.
Such a goy. Such a goy with your Christmas.
Really?
I love it.
What do we care about your Christmas?
You know, I'm going to go home and watch Elf again.
Elf.
I'll say it. These new teeth.
Very healthy. The thing about Christmas is, and the, not Christmas, but the pub thing, is that I remember, my memory is that 10:30 was the time when they closed the pubs. And then it went to 11 o'clock and everyone was like, ooh, 11 o'clock. They're extra half an hour to become alcoholics. And then, but and it would, in a Sunday, I had a gig. And the gig started at 11:30 in the morning when the pub opened.
Right.
And then it would go to 2:30 when the pub closed.
Right.
I think it was because of the munitions factories in the Second World War. They didn't want people drinking all day.
Mm-hmm.
So the pubs would close during the daytime. They would and just open in the evening.
Right.
When people came out of the factories. And then on the weekend, on Sundays, there was a break so you could go to church.
Yeah.
So that break, and so that was, so we would play till 2:30, then we'd find a restaurant to go and drink more in.
Right. You'd
get some food and drink more in. Spend all my gig money on food and booze in the restaurant down there. And then they extended the hours through the evening. And that was terrible because it meant I had to play more. I had to play. I never got any more money.
Doesn't matter.
I'd have to play till 5 o'clock.
You didn't need money.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that? Get drunk at a service station on those little bottles of wine? It was like there was nothing else going on and the only place you could get drunk was with those bottles of wine, you know?
No, I wish I'd known about that.
Oh, yeah, that was always the best
one. But
then
again, I didn't have a car, so you could never reach a service station without a car, could you?
Well, you'd be in the bus.
You'd be in the big
chrome-plated tour bus.
And it would start going from Leeds to London, stop at Leicester Forest for half an hour so you could have a pee.
Yeah, but then they got away with that because they put on the fast buses where they didn't stop. They had one, two drivers, a toilet on the bus.
That's
disgusting. A trolley dolly that would serve you a horrible sandwich.
Anybody that's ever been on tour with a rock band will tell you that never use the toilet. You can have a pee in it if you want, but never, never, never go for a number two in there.
Don't go in there and make a sandwich.
Oh, my God.
No, don't go in there and make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You'll end up with, like, typhoid.
You'll get lice.
And that goes across the level, even at the top level. The first thing they do when bands like Motley Crue get this brand-new bus, they get a bunch of homeless people to
I think Motley Crue poo on the bus. I think they're the only band that do.
They actually do, you know. Motley Crue poo on their own bus. Motley Poo. They're the only ones brave enough to. Tommy Lee's not got a shy kidney.
He hasn't got a lady's bladder, has he?
No, he can just poo anywhere.
Ladies' bowels, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. That's very important. The buses used to go down Leeds to London. It's 200 miles.
Right.
And so it would take about 4.5 hours for an old bus to go down there.
Milton Keynes?
It didn't stop at Milton Keynes. It stopped at... on the way down, this is what Americans don't understand. On the way on this motorway, which is really a freeway from Leeds to London, the first one built in Britain.
Yeah.
And about every 30 miles, they built these, what they call service stations. So that you couldn't... There was no off-ramp. The motorways were built purposefully to go through Green Belt and Brown Belt. They didn't go through cities.
No.
So you'd have to go off the... to get to... to Leicester, for example, you have to get off the motorway, off the freeway, go down off a ramp, then you drive through the countryside before you got to the suburbs of the town. Then you
or a dual carriageway.
Whatever, yeah, one of those sort of, yeah, exactly. So, but what they did was, in order for people to stop on the road without having to clog up the little roads off of the motorways, they built these service stations, which were, by definition, horrific.
Awful.
They were horrific. The toilets were disgusting, the food was horrible and very expensive. You know, but you could get a newspaper and a pork pie and a whatever, chocolate milk.
For like £15.
Well, they've all changed now. They're all very nice now. And the food's posh. Marks and Spencer's is posh, like Gelson's or something. They provide the food. Very nice.
It's not what it was.
It's not what it was, man.
Changed a lot.
In an odd way, I lament the passing of the horrific service station.
I used to drive from Leeds to... Well, Manchester to Leeds at 2:30 in the morning.
Right, that's only short journey.
But 28 minutes. But
Totally messed up. And then stop at Woolly Edge and play pinball at 3, 4 in the morning.
You know, I once stopped at Woolly Edge and I called your dad.
And I remember that. You know the story. You didn't have money for gas.
My car ran out of gas. I needed £5.
What did they do? Send someone out to get
you? No, you called my dad.
Called his dad at 11 o'clock at night or something.
How far did he have to drive?
Oh, a long way.
Half an hour.
Was he mad?
Half
was he
an
like,
hour.
No. But my dad was cussing him out. It was something awful.
Yeah, he's always made fun of me since then. But he came out at 11 o'clock at night. God bless him.
God bless him.
He came out and he gave me £5 and he called me an idiot and clipped me around the ear. I was driving up from London and the car ran out of gas and I had no money. No money. Zero money.
How old were you?
Oh, I was in my
35.
20s. Yeah, I was in my 20s.
37.
No,
it was last week.
I was certainly in my 20s. Something that, you know, certainly people around here couldn't comprehend the idea of not having a credit card.
Or running out of gas.
Well, any idiot can run out of gas, but to not have a credit card or being AAA or, right, you know, that just doesn't, I don't think I...
To be that dude,
I think
on
I was standing on the side of the road, scared to death that if a cop came along, what found out, because I didn't have registration or, you know, so just terrible. It would have been way worse. So he saved me from jail, your dad, I think.
Salute to Martin's dad.
A big salute to Martin's dad. Here's
big
the Beatles.
One.
Here's the Beatles. And they're playing this for Martin's dad. Harry Cohen, if you're listening, I don't suppose he is, but anyway.
He is.
Here he is. The bar, Mr. Kite on KX93.5.
Show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Late of Pablo Frank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishopsgate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Tune in on Sunday mornings on KX93.5 for Jason Eddy and his cousin Martin.
Jason Fetty.
Fetty, I beg your pardon. Jason Fetty. Wow, God, that's a funny one.
Every Sunday morning at 9 on KX93.5.
Yes, every Sunday morning.
Full English
at 9.
Breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Yes, every Sunday morning at 9 on KX93.5. And the thing about that is, the reason why I mention it is because obviously the clocks went back. If you've woken up in a slight panic this morning.
Oh.
And you figured out, well, oh, my God, what time is it?
It's what not time right. I got up?
What time did you go?
I was up at 4 a.m.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Why?
I wanted a cigarette. And I always get up at that time, but it wasn't actually that time. It was 5 a.m., right. I guess.
Right, if your clocks had gone back, yeah.
Because I wake with the light. I mean, no matter what, as soon as it gets light, boom,
I wake up in the middle of the night. I go in the kitchen. I have a big load of something I shouldn't really eat, and then I go back to bed.
Like ice
when
cream?
When I wake up in the morning, I feel sick. Ah, it's the same every day. Dr. Joe is listening to the show. Our team psychologist. And Daniel, what did you say about Mr. Joe? We should do a show with him.
We should, just before Christmas, like about the week before, because every year the pressure mounts and everybody wants to do the right thing and they've not got enough money. We should have a suicide special, a suicide hotline.
I don't know whether that's very fun.
Is that wrong?
That's not.
I don't know.
We need to get some suicidal people in here and make it a really good show.
Oh, I know a few.
We'll play this music.
Yeah.
And we'll say, come on, if you're going to do it, let's do it live on the air.
Right, and put a silver platter out with all the stuff like knives, razors, pills, noose.
Right.
Set up like a little bar.
A guillotine.
Yeah.
Just put a guillotine out there.
The radio and the bath.
That you can do it yourself, remote control.
You could drop the radio into the bath while listening to KX93.5.
Well, you know, this is taking radio a step further, because Howard Stern was quite a big deal when he had strippers on the show and all kinds of stuff.
Why can't we have strippers on the show?
Because it's been done. It's been done before.
So what?
Right. No, I don't want to do. I want to push back the boundaries. I think we should definitely have killing.
Do you know what we
maiming.
Need?
Maiming.
Yeah, but if we need to be more like Howard Stern, we're going to have the movie. You know, the really annoying voice. And it's like, blah, blah, blah. You know, they used to make his bass really.
Yeah, turn it up. Because
he actually sounded like immediate.
Yeah, turn it like that. Sounds like that. Yeah.
He's got a great voice.
He does have a great voice.
Okay, you were asking earlier on, what's the most expensive Christmas present?
Cocaine, apparently, on this one.
That would be, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Depending on the amount.
A metric ton of cocaine. Somebody gave somebody a ton of cocaine in Colombia.
That's great. See, I can't really beat that.
That's just great.
There's a Tanqueray shaker here. Which you can buy. It's on this website, the Neiman Marcus, of course, Needless Markup website. Yep. And it's a Tanqueray shaker. It's a number 10 Imperial shaker made by a guy called Jason Crawley. And it's $35,000.
Right. Is that on the same place where they've got that titanium motorcycle for $65,000? That's what I'm looking at.
Let me tell you something. With every purchase of the Tanqueray number 10 Imperial shaker, Neiman Marcus will donate $5,000 to the Neiman Marcus Foundation.
Oh, and
that's
great. Is that based at Neiman Marcus?
Let me tell you something. Right, you can buy... I've got here, and I'll prove it by tapping it. Right, this is my coffee cup.
Right.
For Christmas, you can buy this cup, right, and it's $2,000 you can buy this cup for. And every time you buy it, I'll donate $5,000 to the Jason Feddy Foundation.
I think that's very generous of you.
Will buy me a few more of them coffee cups, no doubt about that.
I've got something very expensive here as well.
Go on.
And it's only going to be paid off in 2 years' time.
What is it?
Oh.
The First World War.
Are you kidding me? That's an interesting story.
Britain will finally pay off all the bonds that were taken out for the First World War 100 years after the war started.
No way.
Yeah.
My granddad was in the First World War, my dad's dad.
Yeah.
For 3 years he was in Europe, he actually survived it. And his brother.
Was he in the trenches?
Yeah. God, it's was in the Battle of the Somme.
The Somme was a diabolical war.
I can't believe he survived it.
Terrible, terrible stuff. Yeah, yeah.
He obviously never got out of the trench.
Can we just talk about something else for a minute?
It's coming up to 11/11, by the way.
Yep. It will be.
It will be 11/11 Armistice Day.
Veterans Day here in the States. When is it? When is 11?
It's on the 11th.
So the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
When is Veterans Day this year?
It's on the 11th of November, dude. At 11 o'clock in the morning.
You're right. It's at 11 o'clock in the morning, on the 11th hour, on the 11th day, the 11th month.
Of the 11th year.
It was on 2011, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
But this year it's on 2014 they're doing it.
Well, and then next
Poppy
year,
Day.
2015, they'll do the same.
They'll do it next year. Apparently, they've decided that 2015 they're going to do it next year, yeah. Poppy Day is the day in Britain when they celebrate that, or they commemorate it. It's not a celebration,
yes,
really, is
it's
it?
Yes, commemoration.
Commemoration. They go out to the big old, that big monolith thing that they've got. What do they call that thing in London? Big, sort of big stone. No, it's a big...
They call it the First World War Memorial.
But it's a thing. It's a particular kind of memorial. It's like a great big concrete phallic symbol, isn't it?
It's in a weird part of London.
The cenotaph.
The cenotaph.
Thank you. They call it the cenotaph, and they go out there, and the Queen lays a wreath on the steps of the thing, and they sing the national anthem, and somebody probably sings something, you know, play Reveille probably. Is how it goes? Wait a minute.
I like the orange ones.
Orange what?
Revels.
Is that some sort of chocolate thing?
Yeah.
English chocolate
thing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot. So, it's a big deal, though, because it's to commemorate veterans of foreign wars.
Lest we forget.
Lest we forget, yeah. I've got some guests on my show on that day who are all to do with that. It's to remember the veterans, you know, because whatever you think about war, which none of us really like it.
No.
Or, well, some people are more into it than others. People that sell bombs and guns, they like war because that's, you know, bread and butter, isn't it?
Bombmongers.
The bombmongers, they love it, yeah. But overall, most people don't like war, and certainly the people that go and fight it come back all traumatised and not nice. So
no.
On November the 11th, they do a thing here in town too, and I'm sure that that'll be broadcast and advertised around the place. All right, speaking of people that do daft things that really they probably shouldn't do.
Aye.
Virgin crash probe may take a year, it says here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened this week with a Virgin crash? Do you know about this? A Virgin crashed.
Like Virgin, yeah. The Richard Branson brand.
Yeah, Galactic Spaceship 2.
Galactic Spaceship 2, Virgin's, Richard Branson's attempt at making space flight
right.
available to the masses, a private space thing. Actually, the first one crashed. First one that has crashed, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, but it's not his first spaceship.
No, but it's spaceship. The first major crash. Terrible, really.
Right.
That. So, somebody died. The pilot died, didn't he?
I want to go on the record by saying that I don't think any of these flights are going to work out. Into outer space with Branson. I think it's going to end bad.
Well, he manages to get you from here to London Heathrow in 11 hours in a reasonable manner.
Right, yeah.
No. I don't mean that. I mean the flights that Virgin are doing now into the space and
they're just going to orbit, though. They don't go very far.
Yeah, they don't go into space.
Right.
Yeah, still, it is a long way. It's longer than you can, you know, jump or...
So,
whatever,
who's doing the thing to Mars? Some girl signed up for it recently.
Yeah.
What
really?
Was that? Yeah, she's like, now, because you go to Mars, you're going to be on that ship for the rest of your life. Did you see this?
Yeah, but that's like me signing up for the marathon. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It may.
Are these old chocolate references again? Marathon, Mars.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Have you been? I had
a lot of chocolate.
Didn't your
Don't
sister
ask
just
me.
Run the London Snickers?
No, she didn't. She did a 10K.
10K up thing, yeah. Well, congratulations.
Which was a good result.
Look at my curly whirly.
Jim Kennedy's looking through the window. Whirly.
Flake.
He's from Clashing Heads. That's a show that's on at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning here on KX93.5. They talk about politics, kind of.
Ish.
Yeah,
in a weird way.
Yeah. It's all right.
They don't really talk.
Well, there's nobody else to do it. It's one of those things where if you've got a better idea, you should do it, but I'm not doing it.
No.
It's KX93.5, Wiggins' only FM radio station. We've got 3 minutes to go. Shall I play a record?
Are you going to finish with a big one? A big loud one?
A nice big record. I thought I'd play Peter Gabriel.
Sledgehammer?
No, I was going to play Salisbury Hill.
Oh.
You want to play Sledgehammer?
Yeah!
S-L-E... How do you spell Sledgehammer?
S-L-E-D-G-E-H-A-M-M-E-R.
Ugh, that's great radio, boys.
Sledgehammer!
Okay, we'll do that, is what we'll do. We'll play Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. And we'll just say one thing. Full English Breakfast is brought to you by itself, because we don't have a sponsor. We'd like one. If you feel like sponsoring this show, please get in touch.
Pornhub.
We have a website, kx935.com. kx935.com is the website where you can find all kinds of podcasts and all that other good stuff. I might even podcast this show.
Do it.
I did last week's, I think. Did I?
We should keep current
with
this.
Yeah, you did.
All right, well, I'm going to try and podcast stuff as it comes up. And you find all that stuff at the station's website. We are very grateful to KX935 for allowing us to do this every week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, we won't.
Well,
we will not see you next week.
No! Good point.
No, seriously.
Okay. We won't see you next week because I've got a gig.
That's right. You're doing the brunch.
I'm actually making money.
Good for you,
man. But we will be back in 2 weeks' time here on KX93.5. Daniel Barnes.
Thank you.
Martin Cohen.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. You could have a